Well, no doubt you've heard in the news an outbreak of Ebola in Africa. Mission Aviation Fellowship Canada is involved in helping the people who are affected there. And we want to get a little bit more information about what's been going on and how maybe we can help too. Brad Bell is the CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship in Canada, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about Mission Aviation Fellowship Canada and what the organization does.
Yes. So we are a roughly 60-year-old organization. We are a Christian nonprofit, and we use small aircraft to bring help, hope, and healing to isolated communities in about 30 countries. So essentially, where roads don't exist, where geography cuts off communities and peoples, that's where MAF is. We fly missionaries and pastors and teachers. We deliver food. We deliver medical supplies, and we do medevacs. And we do that all by partnering with the local church and with over 1,500 organizations worldwide.
Wow. Lately in the news, this Ebola outbreak, another one, I mean, that people are dealing with. How has Mission Aviation Fellowship Canada been able to help out there?
So Mission Aviation Fellowship Canada partners with MAF US, and MAF US has a couple bases in DRC, and one of the bases is in Bunia, which is the epicenter for the Ebola outbreak. And so we have a Canadian pilot there, Dominic, and he has been flying many flights. He's been doing some medevac type flights, and he's also been flying in doctors and medicine and supplies and that back into Bunia.
Now, did they contact you directly, some of the people there, like, or is it just these are just contacts and relationships that you've established over the years?
So one of the things that MEF is known for is when we go into a remote community, we stay decades. We are there. We live with the nationals. We become part of the community. And so we were already established in Bunia decades ago. We are well known. And of course, to the NGOs, organizations in the world, they also know us. And so they would just understand that they could reach out to us and ask us to fly doctors or fly supplies or whatever, and that we would be prepared to do that. Hmm. So it's kind of a cool thing about MAF that we don't just fly in and help and then leave. We've been in community for so long that we're known and we're trusted.
Hmm. Now, we think of these regions in Africa that are affected by, you know, these things come and go, but this Ebola, has this been a problem in that area before?
Yeah. I mean, I'm by no means an expert, but Ebola, this is, for East DRC, Ebola has just been a continuing challenge. And I believe this is the 17th outbreak.
Wow.
Of Ebola in that area. It's just heartbreaking. Mm. And I believe this is the sixth or seventh time that MAF has been involved in a response, which means that that's great that we're trusted, that people are trusting us to do that. But it also means that we are experienced at this and that we understand how to protect ourselves and protect the planes and protect our passengers while flying in these areas. And of course, as you know, you kind of alluded to, Ebola is a scary word.
Mm-hmm.
It's in some sense more scary than the word cancer. And it can be quite terrifying.
Wow. And specifically, you're just making sure that people get in and out of that region safely as they're needed in order to bring whatever's needed, medical supplies, things like that. Is that the situation?
Well, I mean, we're called upon to do a number of things, and we will do most anything we're asked to do as long as we feel it's safe. So, for example, Entebbe, which is in Uganda, most of the NGO response started there, and they had set up some field hospitals. So we were flying doctors from Entebbe into Bunia and medical supplies, not only for the doctors, but for local hospitals because they were running low. You may have heard of an American doctor working as for an NGO in that area, and he contracted Ebola.
Hmm.
And we did not medevac him. Another organization did medevac him to Germany, but we medevaced his family out to safety. And in fact, Dominic, our Canadian pilot, was the one that flew that flight.
Brad Bell, CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship Canada, we really appreciate your time to tell us a little bit more about the situation and about the ministry.
Todd, thank you for taking time to talk to me today.